Ladies and gentlemen and children of all ages, history is being made as now, for the first time ever, all three of your favorite hosts of the EuroLeague Fantasy Challenge podcast are together at the EuroLeague Basketball Headquarters in Barcelona, Spain. Welcome, guys.
Well, I should say welcome.
Happy, you should exactly. Say welcome.
I mean, I'm He's always alone welcome. Here. I mean, it's good to have some good company here. Well, welcome. Welcome to Barcelona.
Gracias. ¿Cómo estás?
Yeah, very well, very well. Can't complain. I wish my fantasy team could do a little bit better, but we still have a long way to go, so I'm confident.
It's quite exciting to have you guys here because I had gotten some questions if Vesely was actually AI.
No, so. I'm not AI. I'm a normal person
that
loves to take the plane to go to work instead of like the metro or something like that. So no complaints either.
And a real trooper, Vesely, got straight off the airplane into the taxi and here to do the podcast with us. So thank you for joining us.
No, my pleasure. Anytime.
So let's jump right into it. Javi, why did you have to jinx Lonnie Walker?
Well, it happens, right? I said he was my guy, and then it took me one round to get rid of him because he got injured. I mean, but then he played much better in the game against Paris. Maccabi lost, but he played all right. And I think it's, like you said, you were right. I mean, in the end, it's gonna take some time, but Lonnie will get there. This Not in my team, though.
This is why we can't have nice things.
Yeah, it is what it is. But anyway.
That's the name of my team.
Yeah,
it
exactly.
is what it is.
It is what it is. So how... Speaking of players that we love and everything, how was your love with Tarik Bibarović?
Oh, my God. Tarik, why, man? Why do you do this to me?
I know I wouldn't.
Like, I trusted you. I put you on my team. I said you're going to be a superstar this season. And so far, not shining very bright.
I have to say something, which is that, you know, in the Fantasy Challenge and like other games, what you do in a round doesn't affect like the future. Like you don't lose points because he did -6 like he did last week. So you could have kept him.
I didn't have him on my team last season. I kept him for round one. I wasn't very pleased with the result. So I traded him. But I got one of his teammates instead. I got Devin Hall, another position. But I got another player from Frenner. So he won't be too mad at me, I hope. Please.
Well, let's look overall at how things went in round one of the and round two, the first week of the EuroLeague season. Vesely, do you want to tell us about the winners of our private league?
Of course, I want to tell you. It's one guy from Greece and one guy from Serbia, like it's supposed to happen in EuroLeague Fantasy Challenge. Hrisavis Polatoglou was the winner for round one, and Alexander Maksimovic was the winner for round two. Congratulations, guys. And remember, if you still want to join our private league, you can do it. You can find the code in the description of the video on YouTube and join us.
Now, there's been some news over the last week. Some players are out, some players might be back in. What do you want to tell us about it, Javi?
Well, first, I think that all eyes are going to be in Milano because Josh Nivo and Siobhan Shields are going to be injured, and that changes the whole rotation. I had Nivo on my team. I had to trade it this week. I don't know. What do you think, guys? Who we should pick? Considering that these two are going to be out, maybe Zach Lida could be a good option?
Yes.
What adds complications is, as always say, we are talking about this on Monday afternoon. People have to make their decisions by Wednesday afternoon, so there's not a lot of time to know who's coming back and how things might shake out, and that's true of almost every injured player we might talk about. If this is the case and both of those guys are out, then Zach Lide is obviously an option. Also, Lorenzo Brown hasn't played yet for Milan, and we don't know if he's back. We don't know. So there's a lot in Milan to try and figure out.
I'm going through a different approach, which is going for the opponent's team and getting players and coaches from the opponent's team. I had Spanoulis. I didn't trade him, and then I made a lot of movements and all in the same direction to get Nikola Mirotic, who is going back to Milano, and I think he's going to have a very good game coming back to the forum.
He did have a great game in round two, and I think he will keep these numbers up all season long. He had a great season last year with Armani, but we didn't talk enough about him because the team wasn't exactly thriving, so that also plays its part. But I think now it's a good time to have Mirotić on your team.
The other piece of news that is important, has to be with FC Barcelona and its point guards. Juan Núñez is out for a long time. Get well soon, Juan. We'll wait for you. And then Nikola Provitola apparently is going to miss some time, which means that Tomas Satoranski is going to be the first option for Barcelona when it comes to playmakers? Is it good enough to get Satoranski, or are you not even considering?
He's not on my radar right now. I'd like to see him take advantage of those minutes and put up a strong game before I'd buy in.
Yeah, right.
Something similar happened last year, and he didn't provide as much as we would have wanted because he's not that type of a scorer. He will assist his teammates, but apart from that, a few assists and a few rebounds, I don't see him scoring 15 points to maximize his PAR. So it's not very a fantasy player.
Interesting. I don't consider him either, but I have to check the numbers because I really like Satoranski. I really would like to have him on my team. The third thing that we have to talk about is Zvezda centers. Zvezda signed Donatas Montiedžiūnas, who's going to team up with Izundu in the middle. Most people got Izundu after round one, and then he didn't deliver, so I don't know if it's going to be good enough to keep him or not. But what do you think without Bolomboy, who's still injured? Is Montiedžiūnas an option, given that he's a lot cheaper than Izundu?
Well, we have Rivero, who's also hurt. That's why the signing was made, and therefore the minutes open up. I don't think that they saw Izundu. And if you look at Izundu, I believe in round one shot 7 for 7. You see that, and we'll talk about Moses right later.
Yes.
But you see anybody shoot 7 for 7, and you're like, this is not sustainable. I gambled on Lazar Stojakovic because I figured maybe they might need some minutes of him. I did not keep him, but I figured for 4 credits at a center, I went for him. The situation there is in flux, but no, Zindo's a new guy. They went, they got him with the Eunice. I don't know how many minutes he'll play immediately, but they got him for a reason. And within a few weeks, I think he'll be a relevant fantasy player.
I don't get this idea of you guys going for cheap centers all the time, being only 2 centers. But then again, I'm going for a cheaper center this week, so we'll see. Let's try.
Now let's talk about...
Change my strategy. I have 2 good centers now.
I'm going to allow you to take a partial victory lap.
Of course I will. That's my favorite part.
For a player that you believed in and touted very highly.
Yes.
Although he was not on your team.
What did I tell you about Zach Selyas? Did I tell you he's going to have Maledon numbers in Asvel? They don't play the same position, but still, he's a go-to guy for Asvel this season. He was good in round one. He was great in round two. Mm. Too bad for me because I had Baskonia's coach on my bench. But anyways, Zach Selyas is a good option. But he costs around 10 credits, so maybe some will say there are better options at forward, and I get that. But I like him.
This part of the fantasy challenge that we are right now, round two, it's perfect because there's a lot of cheap players who did well. There's a lot of expensive players who didn't do well, and their price went down, and they're more affordable. It's really, really, really difficult to choose, and this is what makes it interesting. The tougher the game, the better, right?
So let me ask you about an expensive player who has, let's say, underperformed so far. Are you worried about TJ Shorts?
I am worried, and I'm going to keep him away from my team for a little while until he has a first monster game, I think.
I don't know. I wouldn't have him on my fantasy team, but I'm not worried about his performances. He was sick. He was in the hospital. He didn't practice with the team. So it's normal. It's a new environment, very different role than he used to have because now he's not the alpha dog in Panathinaikos when there's Kendrick Nunn or there's Osman. There's a bunch of guys who can score and deliver, but he will get slowly back on his feet. So I'm not worried about his performances. He's not a great option for fantasy right now. I see that, I get it, but I'm not worried.
Speaking of alpha dogs,
yes,
the Fenerbahce backcourt may have several alpha dogs. Wade Baldwin comes off.
Whoa.
Yes.
A monster game. Brandon Boston is injured. Tan Hucker is... Did I say his name right? Did I just say the right?
Horton Tucker.
Horton Tucker. What did I say?
Tucker Horton. It's the opposite. Okay.
Yes. He had a very strong opening game, round one. Not as good round two. Been very good in the Turkish League. There's a lot to figure out there. Maybe a lot of alpha dogs. What do you make of the Fenerbahce backcourt?
I like Baldwin. I like Devon Hall as well. I picked him last round. He delivered really well. I think there are a lot of options there, but every team is still trying to find rotations and minutes and roles and everything. So it's a guessing game. You have to guess each day who's going to be the better player. in stacked teams.
Right now, at less than 12 credits, I think that Wade Bowen, if he keeps playing like that, is going to be amazing. He's a little bit up and down sometimes, but I think he's in full shape. And I think, right now, he could be, a player that everybody should have.
I think we saw when he was at Maccabi, where he was twice the MVP of March, that when it's all figured out and he's comfortable with his teammates and he's healthy, he's unstoppable. He is in the conversation for the most talented player in the league.
Yeah, and the dunk he had in round one tells you how confident he is right now.
Yes.
So he's in full shape right now. The problem is that I don't have enough trades. I need to make so many trades, but... for instance, I wouldn't be surprised if a lot of people trade Kendrick Nunn for Wade Baldwin and then use the extra credits to improve a team.
All right, let's talk about the week that's coming up.
Yes.
So there's some strategy decisions to make this week with three turns. There's only one game on Wednesday, the Tel Aviv Derby. How is that going to affect how you put together your teams?
I'm not taking players from that game. I had Bartimore already. I'm going to put Bartimore as captain in round one just because he's the only player I have in turn one. But I'm staying away from that game because it can be a 100-point game. It can be a 70-point game. You never know with derby, so I'm staying away from it altogether.
For a minute, I thought about getting Dimitri Sitoudis as my coach, but I wasn't very sure. But I already have Oturu on my team, so I'm keeping him because he has been great so far. And I like him a lot. I don't know yet the rotations and everything in those two teams, especially in Hapoel, because it's a new team in the EuroLeague and have 18 players or something like that. So each week you don't know who's going to stay out. They have some injured guys, but Oturu has been great so far, so I like him.
Yeah, probably Oturu and Blakeney are the ones that are doing better now, but Vasilije Micić should be stepping up very soon. And in a game like this, this is what where he's expected.
He's not bad. He's better than I thought he will be in the first games.
But I think he's going to be... This is where he's expected to be great in the Tel Aviv Derby.
Yes.
First ever Tel Aviv Derby.
That's right. First ever time two Israeli teams are facing each other in the EuroLeague. I think if you're not taking advantage of everything the games give you, then you're giving something up. A game on Wednesday is an opportunity. When I put together my roster, I had a lot of players that were playing on turn three, or when I actually inherited my roster from round two and I looked at it, a lot of players were playing turn three. So to build a new roster, I had to move some guys. I couldn't have eight guys playing on turn three. It's a gift to have a game on Wednesday. So you got to figure out how to use it, whether it's what Javi's doing, taking a guy who's virtually without any value, but you give him a shot. You never know. I mean, if in the 1 in a million chance that Bartimore goes off for 29 points, you'll have cashed in. It's better than having
trying.
Your turn three guys at the bench go on Friday.
I don't expect him to keep him as captain, but since he's in my team with four fourth grades, I'm just going to put it out there and do this Hail Mary shot and see what happens.
So now that we have you guys here, it's time for some gifts.
Yes.
We have... a pack of Panini EuroLeague basketball cards. I'm going to open them and share some. You get the third card.
Okay.
And I get the fourth.
You get the fourth. Let's see.
I'm keeping it. I'm not going to return it.
By the way, I have to say, where's my camera, that I have Achille Polonara's card here. Forza Aki, get one soon. We love you.
We love you.
Okay, my number one card that I get to keep is a prospect, Melvin Ayinka. This is a great
one. Nice.
Okay.
Right. Who was on my team at the end of last season?
Yes. Okay. And who scored 6 threes against Panathinaikos last year, I believe, in Oaxaca.
Oh, yeah.
There's some talent. Next, Shaq McKissic.
All right.
Everything leading back to Greece. Okay, I like it.
Let's see.
Now this is your card.
Wow.
Mike. It's Vladimir Lucic. I love this Bayern jersey from last year. I love it. I just love it.
Nice.
Javi's card, speaking of being jinxed.
Mustafa Fall. He's injured. Get well soon.
Get well soon, Moose.
And but a very good player. I like him a lot.
And the fifth card is Morolo.
All right. With Paris.
Nice.
Now, if you love these cards like we do, you can win a box. How would you like to win a box of 2024-2025 Turkish Airlines EuroLeague Panini Donruss trading cards? Scan the QR code to enter the contest. I entered last week. I already have more than 70 entries. I've maxed out. So join me in trying to win a box, and you will be happy, and then you can share them with your friends and family. All right, let's talk about our teams for this week. Javi, you want to go first and tell us a little bit how you did in the first two rounds and what you have going on now?
Yeah, why not? I had 150 points in the first round, which was way worse than Basiliki, but way better than you. And I had around 120 points in round two, which was apparently an okay score. That's fantasy sometimes. 150 points is not enough in round one, but then you get 120 in round two and it's a good score. My trades were very questionable, especially when it comes to Xavier Rathen-Mays. He had a very huge first game. Basiliki had him. But I bought him for round two, and then he got a negative score. And of course, he's one of the first players that I'm going to get rid this week, along with Timothy Luau-Kaurerot. He started round two with a PAR of 10 in 3 minutes. And I was like, oh my God, this is going to be great. But then he had a 13, which is okay, but not good enough to stay in my team. I'm tearing also Nebo because he's injured. And I'm trading Biberovic because he had a minus six, and I'm not committed to him like Basiliki is. Trades in. I'm buying Alain Docossy. He might not be very famous, but I watched the game against Maccabi. He can rebound. He can pass the ball. He doesn't make many mistakes, and I think he's going to be a very good pick, especially in this first round that nobody knows him and the scout is not falling on him yet. I got Andres Feliz. I believe he's going to have a really good game against Asbel. He's seen more minutes this season with Escariolo. I got Mbaye Ndiaye as option as center, but we'll see if I keep him or not. So far, he's in. And I bought three relatively cheap players because I want to get Nikola Mirotic. This is my biggest pick of the week, so that I can have Mirotic in turn two and Bezenkov in turn three. So that I can have at least one good option for captain. So breaking it down in turns, I have Bartimor in turn one. He's going to be my captain, but we'll talk about it later. All the four players I bought are in turn two. And all the remaining players are in turn three, which are Devon Hall, Moses Wright, Sasha Bezenkov, Sergio de la Rea, and Nemanja Dangovic. Thoughts?
I like Mirotic. I'm jealous. I wanted to get him too, but I couldn't make the math, unfortunately.
Yeah, I mean, it's nice to have two superstars. I think that you're maybe a little bit weaker on the fringes, and if you have a couple guys that don't perform, there's a risk. But I really like Docossy. He's a player who I had also considered. He didn't make it. He's not among my 11 superstars, but he's...
I had two possible strategies. One is going for Mirotic, the other was going for Baldwin. And I went for Mirotic because I really think that the fact that he's going back to Milano makes a difference.
Yeah. I like another player from Paris, Justin Robinson. Mm. I think he's going to have a great season. So far, he's not producing way more than his price, so I'm not taking him yet, but I have him on my radar.
So let's hear who you are taking, then.
Yes, let's see. The only thing I'm going to say about the first round is that I'm beating both of you, so I'm happy. I had a great round one, so round two. Room for improvement, but since I'm beating you, I'm okay. So, out. I took out Sasha Bezenkov.
You're going to pay a high price in this music.
Probably yes. I'm terribly sorry, but I will try to explain my reason. Maybe it's a stupid reason, but I will try to explain it. I wanted to get Tyler Dorsey, and I don't want to have too many players from the same team that are playing heavy minutes. And I think Tyler is very hot right now, and he's taking a lot of shots. His confidence is there. He is starting. He's on the starting lineup, which we didn't see last year at all. Very different role. So I think now it's the time to get something out of him while he's maximizing his value.
All right, so let me just interrupt you here. I want to say, my first reaction to this is, are you crazy?
Yes.
Yeah.
But when I actually see what you've turned the extra points from Zenkov into,
yes,
I think you've made some shrewd moves.
I disagree. El Presidente has to stay.
Sasa, I'm very sorry.
He's going to be back to the show very soon.
Yes.
And then you have to explain things.
And I'm sure he's going to be extra motivated when he sees this episode and that I took him out. But it's okay. Maybe I will help you guys that still have him on your team.
I think picking up Dorsey is a strong pick. I like it.
And instead of Sasha, I got Jordan Wara, who is also having a very different role in Zvezda than he did in FS, and he's producing really well. Who else did I get? I got Saliu Nyang. With him I like a lot. Since I saw him in the Eurobasket, I think Virtus is the right environment for him to do something great. He was NBA drafted this season. He has great future, so I like him a lot. I don't know. Maybe I will ruin my team from round three, or maybe I will do something great. I don't know. I'm not sure yet.
All right. Well, I mean, like I said, if I had to, because you had Kendrick Nunn still.
Yes.
If I had to sell one of the two, I would sell Kendrick Nunn and get Wade Baldwin and then fly from there.
I don't know.
Because Bess is non-negotiable.
I don't know.
I think, if I'm not mistaken, you cut Vyzhenkov during the season last
year. Yeah, yes, and I paid a big price for that. I'm not doing this anymore.
Big talker here.
But you learn from your mistake. I have to learn from mine.
I actually think, we'll see how it plays out. I think that there's sound reason. But do you know what the people want to know?
What?
People want to know, who are my 11 superstars this week?
Yes.
That's what the people want to know.
Yeah, they're dying to find out.
Too many superstars.
But first, I will say, so last week I did okay-ish. I had 135 points in the first round. I made the cardinal sin of losing points with my coach. I had Spanoulis in round one, and that hurt me. I had Raythan Mays already in round one, and he was quite good. I had Horton Tucker, who was quite good in round one, but the coaching killed me. 100 points in round two, not so great. I had Sergio De La Rea, who had a very, very strong game for round two, but then Sorkin and Horton Tucker did not have strong games, and that dropped me. So now, where does that leave me for this week for round number three? So the players who I dropped were Raythan Mays, who may be hurt also. Yoel Parra, because I had so many guys who were playing turn three, I couldn't keep them all. Lazar Stojakovic, who I brought just on a whim because I thought maybe there'd be some value there at 4 credits for center. And Spanoulis, just because I'm not as confident as everyone else is that this is an easy game for them. And the 4 guys that I brought in are Ndiaye, who at center you had also. Niang, a forward.
Yes.
Listen, take what the game gives you. Paris gives up the most points in the league. It's not just through 2 games. It's through a couple of years. They've been one of the fastest-paced games. When your team is playing against Paris... When you see someone playing against Paris, look at the opponent, figure out where there's value. Niang is young. He's athletic. He can do a lot. In a fast-paced game, that's just more possessions for him to do things, I think. And he's 7.8 credits. That's a guy who everyone should consider. Then I had Sebastian Herrera because that's just where I was in trying to make it all work. Sergio De La Rea is a player who is not expensive, and you're going to get the ups and downs. I think it's worth holding on to him, so I did. He's not going to put up the 25 that he had in round two, but he's not going to put up the 4 that he had in round one.
Mm.
So it's a risk. When you get him playing in turn one, it's great. When it's turn three, then you're gambling. But I just think he's at the price you have to have him.
I don't know if you have 11 superstars, but you have a future superstar, and that's Sergio De La Rea for sure.
All right. Well, I don't think he's going to do well in Palau this week, but I kept him anyway. I have to say 2 things. First, to the camera, which is that if you think that Paris with Isalo play fast, if you thought that Paris with Splitter play fast, well, check it out now. It's crazy. It's crazy. It's the fastest team I've seen in, I think, in EuroLeague history. It's unbelievable. And what you said, playing against Paris is going to give a lot of points, like almost every run. And second, I have to say that I like to check your teams once the round finishes, just in case you made some changes. But it took me a couple of hours. It was by the end of round one when I checked Frankie's team and I saw like 3 or 4 players with negative, and I felt good, I have to say.
Did I have?
I saw you had
he's a bad person.
Bad person. He's struggling. But then, I mean, you finish okay. So, and it's a long season. It's a long season.
All right, listen, there will be weeks where you have lots of negatives, but I won't be happy when you have negatives because I'm a good person. Instead, I'm just unhappy that you jinxed Lonnie Walker.
Yeah. No,
Lonnie will get back on his feet. Don't worry.
Yeah, he'll get there for sure.
Let me just ask all the people watching. I told you last week, who do you trust more, me or Javi? You got your answer. And Javi, who is Lonnie Walker's guy?
Nobody's guy right now.
Right now.
He's nobody's my guy. He may not be able to. He's my guy. We all know he's my guy. All right. Let's talk about captains this week.
Okay.
So my captain for turn one is Bartimon. I have no other player playing turn one, so let's hope he has a great game. Maybe he'll surprise everybody. Who knows? Just in case, because maybe Timur will play great. My captain for turn two is Nikola Mirotic. I expect him, like I said, a very good game coming back to Milano. If everything goes wrong, I still have Sasha Bezenkov to save my team in turn three.
So now it's time for that question. What's the mark for Mirotic to keep him as your captain?
20.
That's low.
That was low, but...
Yeah, we'll see.
Maybe you expect him to only have 20?
Yeah, maybe we'll take a risk. I don't know. Because you know what happened last week? That I had Bezenkov with 16. And then I went for Kendrick Nunn in this team, but in another team. And he had lower than that.
Yes.
So I'm going to be conservative this time.
Okay. Turn one, I only have one player, and that's Dan Oturu. So he's going to be my captain at first. I think if he scores over 25, I'm going to keep him. I don't know yet. But 25 is a good score for Oturu, for sure. Then for turn two, I have Nunn, Kendrick Nunn. It's not a home Nunn. It's an away Nunn. Panathinaikos is playing against Baskonia.
But it's a bounce back Nunn.
Maybe. We have a lot of nicknames for Nunn. Like home Nunn, reigning MVP Nunn. We have a jersey here. It's signed. I might steal it on my way out.
We once had new contract Nunn.
Yes. And for turn three, I have Jordan Wara. So if something goes terribly wrong with my first two choices, Nuora will be my captain for turn three and hopefully will save the day.
And what's the what does Nunn have to give you for you to keep him as captain?
If I don't have Oturu and Nunn produces over 25, I'm keeping him.
25 too. For either of
I
them.
I think that's the bar right now. I think that's the bar.
And if neither of them gets more than 20, you're going to move to Nuora?
Yes.
Okay.
Hmm.
Interesting. Brave.
Oh, I like it.
All right. So I've got my only turn one guy is Sorkin. I have seen Sorkin have some monster games in the Israeli league. And it's there. It's possible. And it might not happen. But I think that the upside is worth it. So he's my turn one guy. My turn two captain, if Sorkin does not have a monster game, is the anti-Paris. It's Niang, who I don't know what to expect. But it's also, it's there. It wouldn't surprise me to see a 30-point game.
30?
Wouldn't surprise me. It's going to be a fast-paced game. This is his game. This is the game he can do. And there were times last year, although it was the Euro Cup, where in successive games, he led his team in scoring and then rebounding and then assists. He's an all-around player.
Yeah, yeah.
In an up-and-down, run-and-gun type of game?
Maybe.
Because I'm not predicting 30. I'm just saying I wouldn't be floored if he got 30. And then the safety valve, if all goes wrong, I've got Sasha Bezenkov.
Then you're safe. It doesn't matter. You can gamble turn one and two because El Presidente will save you.
El Presidente.
El Presidente.
Let's talk about our coaches now.
I'll go first. I have Spanoulis. Very simple. I'm trusting Mirotic to have a huge game in Milano. If that happens, probably Monaco will win. And that means Spanoulis will get positive points. That's why.
I like it. Plain and simple. I have Saros Jaskevičius. I had him for round one. Thank God I traded him for round two because I saw Žalgiris play against Monaco. In round one, I was very impressed. And I thought that the surprise might happen there. The bad thing is I traded him for Paolo Galbiati and Baskonia lost. So my trade didn't go so well. But I'm having him back because Fener is playing Red Star. I believe they can win that game. And I can possibly keep him for a few more games as well.
Who is playing Alba this week?
No Alba rule. What are we going to do with our coaches now?
Is there somebody taking the place of Alba?
I thought that would be Asvel, but they beat Baskonia, even though they were down by 15 points. So I'm not very confident about that.
Yeah, it's tough. It's tough. The coaching is tough. As you saw, like I had all the coaches choose from round one. And I got it wrong with Spanoulis.
Who would have predicted that after two rounds, the three undefeated teams would be Žalgiris, Valencia, and Hapoel? Like,
Valencia,
this is
I would
the
expect.
EuroLeague. It's difficult. Yeah.
So I am going with Sergio Scariolo as my coach for round three. I'm waiting for the days where I'll be able to have a coach where I say I have 100% confidence.
Yes.
I don't feel that, but this is pretty close to it. All things considered, price and all, I like the idea. So,
they play Asvel, right? Does Asvel rule? It's growing on us. Yes, I like it.
We will see. We will see. It's
now,
too
guys,
early.
Do you know what these cards are in front of us?
I have no idea. And they put it and they tell me not to look. And I'm wondering what the hell this is.
So, last week we introduced the Get Featured, Get Rewarded.
Feature.
We featured the feature. That's right. And now we each have a card with a message, a question, a story, a comment of some sort from a viewer.
Okay.
Podcast. I've been first. All episodes, so I'm going to be last this time. I'm sorry.
Would you like me to go first?
Yes, please.
Okay.
People, I have no idea what's coming here. Do you want to give me a drum roll? Okay, Frankie. Vasa Nijic will flop this season, does not deserve to be the most expensive guard in fantasy, but Hapoel will make the playoffs. I think that you were a little bit early on the flop take. But I don't think any of us last week said that he was going to be great. We all kind of agreed that he was maybe overpriced, should not be the most expensive guard. So I agree with you on that. Help Paul make the playoffs. Listen, right now they're 2-0 and looking pretty good. So I think that you got half right here. Right? You get some points, but I think the flop is a little bit strong, which is not going to
play. It's Vasa Mesic. He was 2 times MVP. He has won the EuroLeague. He can't like flop.
Yeah, I mean, players who go from a weaker team to a stronger team can flop. I don't know, Jantunen can flop.
I don't think so. I think he will have a great season.
It's a joke.
Okay. I took that way too seriously, and I'm going to read mine now. I love these cards. Have I told you I love these cards? It's like I'm a news presenter right now, or I'm presenting the Final Four. Hopefully that will happen someday if the good people of EuroLeague are listening. So, okay, it's Olympiacos will not be in the top 4 teams on regular season, and Samodur will have a very strong season. Manos EGR. Okay. Halfway there, halfway not. I think Samodurov will have a great season, all things considered. He has the trust from the organization and the coach. He will have the minutes. He didn't play round 2, but he played in round 1. He was great. He will get even more minutes in the domestic league, obviously. But I agree on that. I think Olympiacos will be in the top 4. Right now, in my mind, I have 5 teams who will fight for the home court advantage. But I think
only 4 of them can get it.
I know. but I think Olympiacos will be one of them.
All right, so let's go with mine. So, Xavi, I think Valencia will be the surprise of the season like Paris last year. They also play fast and keep full roster involved, and they manage to keep everybody healthy. They can definitely upset a lot of teams. Okay, well, I agree.
You like Valencia. We love Valencia.
I love Valencia. And I love Pedro Martinez, great coach. He never had an impactful season in the EuroLeague. If Valencia, we never know, wins the EuroLeague, it would be 35 years that after he won his last European title. It was 1990, the Courage Cup with Juventud. 35 years without winning an European title.
Okay.
So, yeah, Valencia plays fast, plays lovely. The Roche Arena is unbelievable. And it's going to be a different home court advantage, just like Bayern last year with Subgarden. Why not? I think they're going to be playing for sure. Maybe playoffs. And let's take it from there. We'll see.
I personally do not love Valencia. And it's mostly because I don't, as someone who looks at it through the fantasy lens sometimes, there's just too many players.
Yes.
Right? Even De La Rea, we know when everybody comes back, he all of a sudden might fall off a little bit. He won't get the minutes, right? It's just a stacked team, which is in real basketball great. But in fantasy basketball, it's impossible. Look at Valencia. You never know. If somebody doesn't play well in the first quarter, or someone else comes in off the bench, the whole rotation can change.
Yeah, Valencia is not a fantasy-friendly team, but it's going to be a EuroLeague-friendly team. I think they're going to win a lot of games. That's what I mean.
Now, would you like to have your comments featured in this part of the podcast with us? Get featured, get rewarded. Share with us your questions, your bold predictions, your best EuroLeague stories, your strategies that we haven't come up with. Scan the QR code, submit now for a chance to win EuroLeague prizes, but more importantly, to have your questions, predictions, and comments right here on the podcast with each of us reading them. And now, I have to say, this has been a special podcast.
Yes.
It's been so nice having you guys in the studio, being with Javi in his home.
Yeah.
I've loved it, and I hope that we will get to do this many, many more times this season. It's been great. And I just want to thank you fans for watching. Last week, we broke records. We had more viewers than ever before. And I think it's despite you jinxing Lonnie Walker.
Maybe that's why they wanted to see what Javi said about Lonnie. That cost him his health.
Yeah, we'll see. If Mirotić plays badly, then you have to begin to worry.
Personally, I don't really believe in jinxes, except when it comes to coffee.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
We broke records on all the platforms. Thank you for watching, whether it was on YouTube or listening on Spotify or wherever podcasts can be listened to. Do it again this week. Thank you for joining us. Any parting shots?
All right. No, not really. Just enjoy the games, round 3, and see you next week.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, everybody.